While the bill that replaced Utah's Proposition 2, the citizen-led effort to legalize medical marijuana, did not let rural Utahns grow their own cannabis plants at home as initiative sponsors had wanted, the replacement law has a potentially more convenient option: home delivery. Rich Oborn, the director of the Center for Medical Cannabis with the State Department of Health, says the home delivery aspect is a critical part of the law.
That component was added primarily with rural areas in mind. Utah is a very rural state geographically. There's a lot of area of the state, obviously, where there's not a lot of population. And so the home delivery component of the program that will roll out in July will be able to accommodate those cases where individuals will live in rural parts of the state. You know, we're thinking about, of course, central and southern Utah, but also northern Utah.
Medical marijuana facilities will be opening across the state later this year. True North of Utah was the top-scoring applicant for licensure in Utah and will operate two facilities, one in Logan, the other in Ogden. Spokesperson Sasha Clark says experience offering home delivery in Arizona will help them implement a similar program in Utah.
We're looking forward to having a local company, but with out-of-state experience, just because this industry is so new. No one's been allowed to really have legal experience in the cannabis industry in Utah up until now.
The online system to apply for a medical cannabis prescription will roll out on March 1st, the same day that up to 8 of the medical cannabis pharmacies will be allowed to open, including the Ogden location for True North of Utah. The remaining 6 pharmacies and the home delivery option won't be available until July 1st. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.